with Dorothy Tutin as the storyteller.
Not long ago, they lived in London, in a house on the outer circle of Regent's Park, a married couple of Dalmatian dogs called Pongo and Mrs. Pongo. They were both real championship stock. Fine shoulders, splendid heads, strong legs and straight tails. The spots on their white bodies were jet black and mostly the size of a 2-shilling piece. Their noses were black too. Mrs. had a winning expression, whilst Pongo, though a dog born to command, had a twinkle in his eye.
Fancy a walk, Mrs.?
Good idea. I'll get our collars.
And I'll fetch our pets.
Where are Mr. and Mrs. Dearly, by the way?
Oh, probably in the living room, playing snap. Ooh. You know what humans are.
To complete this happy household was Mrs. Dearly's old nurse, Nanny Cook, who had actually become the family's cook. And Mr. Dearly's old nurse, Nanny Butler, who'd actually become the family butler.
A butler? Surely you mean a parlour maid?
Goodness me, no. I haven't a figure for it.
Well, you could at least not wear those trousers.
You can't be a butler without trousers. But I'll get a frilly apron tomorrow.
As this story begins, Mr. and Mrs. Dearly were particularly happy for two reasons. First, because Mr. Dearly, who was terribly good at arithmetic, had done the government a great service, something to do with getting rid of the national debt, and so had been let off income tax for life. Second, because they'd been told that the Pongos were shortly to become parents.
We'll have a house full of puppies for Christmas.
Splendid.